Jagoba of Lohagar. There lived a Brahmin named Jagdevrao Godse at Lohagar. He was known as Jagoba Godse. The Brahmin had a good influence on the illiterate people of village. Whatever he said had to be obeyed, and in everything, he was the head. Jagoba Godse was also not a poor man. He had a big house and a lot of property. He had two daughters. The older one was Salubai, and the younger Durgabai. Salubai was given in marriage in the same village. But unfortunately, her husband died and she became a widow. Durgabai was given in marriage to Gopalpant, the grandson of Sakrampant in Pune. As per the tradition, Durgabai went to her mother's place for delivery. She had a son. On the 12th day, Jagoba called his dear friends for a feast, and with great joy and pomp, celebrated the naming ceremony of his grandson Raghavendra Rao. My grandparents loved me and my mother dearly. Therefore, my mother took me to her mother's place very often. When I was 6 years old, I began to go to school, few days in Pune and few days in Lohagar. When I was 8 years old, my grandfather did Munj, a religious rite, at home. This was an important rite. While at Lohagar, thieves broke into the house very often. If you reckon the sum total, they robbed property worth ₹15,000 to ₹20,000. Having been disturbed by robbers, he built one house at Ambegaon, which was nearby, and took care of Lohgaon property from there.